Last week, we spoke about how the two nekudas that were kosher zem zeh. We spoke about it by some Chori, how our siachsus to the avar, our siachsus to experiences that we went through in the past, and how much we makabel betnimus, how much we had bitachin and emuna, we went through them, bechureh is in the mashpia, on the yachas, and the bitachin, the yachas and the bitachin behemshech. Now, we saw that by Kinkoli, and specifically the Gabe, the Kudus of an Sara, says it's one sugya b'chal of how to deal with sorrows or challenges, different things that didn't go through the right way, the way we thought that it's supposed to be going through. And we saw that if we have kindness and we didn't become showing with that, it's not a side sugya b'tachin. In Ba'imik, we saw that if a person is not really in the Kabul, what Hashem gave to him, the script that Hashem wrote for him, so deep down, knowing the kechus and the person, he feels like Hashem wasn't with him. And that always remains. That's the scar there. That's the scar in his connection and his ability to be able to mashat of Kodesh Baruch. So we said that has to do with the Avar and has to do with the Baasit, the Chalal. So we opened up the Sigur the Chalal to deal with the Sigur of Tzaris and Seinus and challenges. What is our avoided during such a time? We spoke about the mitzvah of being the Kabbal Yisroel, both the Gemara and the Sugya of Brachas. So if it's Samach on the days and on, or the Sugya of Kishen, Shechai V'odom Mavorach El Atoiv, Mavorach El Aro, and the Gemara says it's the Kabbal B'Simcha. And we saw that the Gemara in Samach Beis and Brachas says that Kabbalah the Yisroel is Shtikusa U'Mavoy Rachim. So really there's two halakim in the avoid of a person when he's challenged with the Yisroel. Again, Yisroel in range, a very simple challenge, but it's against the rest of the person, to a tremendous, tremendous, tremendously difficult, almost paralyzing challenge that's against the rest of the person. But the tzad ha-shavah shebehem is that the man is faced with a matzav. It's totally something that he didn't want, Kishbol gave him something that he didn't want, that he would never hope for himself. And he many times doesn't know how he could fathom living with it. Shteita, that's two parts. This is the Miboy Rachamim, this is the Chelak of Tfila and Aroiva. And then there's the Chelak of Kabbalah, Shtikusa, we call it Shtikusa. It means trying to understand what a Kadosh Baruch Hu did. We spoke a little bit about what it means to understand. It doesn't mean what I say, it means accepting what a Kadosh Baruch Hu, acceptance of what a Kadosh Baruch Hu did. And that's what we said, we want to be Marachim on that today. Today we want to be Marachim on that Nakuda of being the Kabbal of the Simcha, again, which is Nagiyah Lashava and Nagiyah Labo. So the Shelah like Nekuda, we started last week already, that this is one of the most difficult Nekudas for our generation, a very spoiled generation. And the Mutzig of accepting the certain way, the package, the Pekel, or the set of cards, or the game card that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us in life is one of the most complicated things. Within the Yisrael, a little bit with the Oyvim, with the Tzibur, again, many very often find people in Torah. There's various challenges, greater ones, extremely frightening ones, extremely things that you can imagine as an Eis Torah, to more basic ones. But the Tzad HaShom Shebehem is that the Bnei Aliyah, my experience is the Bnei Aliyah, so they're holding by doing the Shtadlus Ruchnis. They're not Bnei Aliyah, are either totally out, totally scared, or they're doing a lot of Shtadlus Gashmi. The Bnei Aliyah, they're doing a lot of Ishtadlus Ruchnis, Tafsuim, the Savoisim, they're doing a lot of Tfilas. Of course, there's the Chelak of looking for Skulas and Brachas. And then there's even other Bnei Aliyah, sometimes to do together, or even searching Darkei Tshuva, Darkei Cheshbon, Cheshbon Nefesh. What is the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do the Tachit? And there's no question that a large part of it, but Chayim Nichol with the Gemara saying, Brachas, Bibur Rachim. But Lemaisa, the second Chelak, the second chelak, which is shtikusa, which is mekalach, and in that sugya, our door is like it might come out bankrupt. And we're talking about a weak door, weak. And that chelak, very, very, we don't live matzani at the end of the regalim. And maybe a little bit the corona is kind of the messiah over here. is that this is one of the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to work with. It's something that's so hard for us, the ability to be accepting of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The accepting of HaKadosh Baruch Hu can hear it's chil gadol of the avoda, not only what Hashem wants for us, but what we need to be able to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, let's go back to the example. So I'm going to see this. All right, the bar, the rois, even the rois, that when they get into a matzah, they call up the fakrich, they're totally the stock. It's borrowed to them that at the best, what they're all trying to do, all the focus and all the energy, in the best case scenario, is they're trying to find the best makom tefilas, the best way to daven, the best eitzes, and to get to the best rabbanim, to get. And the chayr, we're missing out the boat in this. It's the story that I say over a lot. Someone I had a shaykhah to. I still have a shaykhah to. Many, many years ago, a person, Balabas, he's always like, those trades, middleman in business. And he had a certain shipment that came in. And he had a certain shipment came in that got stuck. This is a person that he was very wrong on his type of business. Any person who's in the business, there's a lot of ups and downs. And it can be very, very scary situations. And this particular matzav, that he was in, there was a large amount of money on the line. I don't remember, $a few million. Was that fake? They had to ship it. They had to deliver it. And it got stuck. Taxes stuck at the port. And he was very rogel. He was very rogel when he had these things. He had matzav when he got stuck. He used to have various people. He used to call. And not only for brachas and fields. A lot of times it was faith. It was a lot of times for different ages. One time, this particular time, we were discussing, it's one of the people we used to speak to. One of the things that was going to him the person's name was Yankel. I said, Yankel, it seems to be borrowed out here. It's borrowed to you that there's no sad in the world that at the end of the day your shipment is going to get stuck at the back. That there's no sad in the world. Your shaila is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do to get it out. That's your shaila. And you're talking not sure. You're talking, think. Maybe I have to chew on this. This eight from a chazak on this. What's the way? I may have to daven like this. However, as it dawned on you possibly that a Kaddish Baruch Hu decided that the best thing for you is if this gets stuck, you might lose. So I'm bringing out the ma'aser. It didn't dawn on him. And it's taka, the kasha shebe migdash. It's kasha shebe migdash for a person to be makabel. It's called, this is the city of Kabuli. Is to accept what HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals out for him sometimes. This L'chayr is Nichol with the Mishnah and Ovitz in Perek Beis. This Mishnah and Ovitz that says, Atzei Ritzoyincha Ritzoyinai, it also says, Vahem Shech Batel Ritzoyincha Mifnei Ritzoyinai, Kidei Sheyase Rotzen Achirim Ritzoyincha. Batel Ritzoyinai Mifnei Ritzoyinai. So from here to the Pashup Shana, that's the way the Velt learned it, it's talking about a Rotzen Lagabi Kiya Mitzvah. If you have a rotzen not to do a mitzvah or a different rotzen to do something against an avera, so mevatel your rotzen, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu eventually. The hemshel mission is either rotzen acherim. Some mafarshim say means that Hashem himself will mevatel kibul kaviyochel his rotzen lefnei rotzeinu. But avada, nichlal this mission is asug. When it says batel rotzen lefnei rotzeinu, it doesn't only mean the gabi an avera and a mitzvah. It's talking about this sugya. When Hashem writes us a script in our lives, last week we started a little bit, there's so many potim and pretty potim, as the family gets bigger, it's only going to get more, where we have an idea how we think life is supposed to go. And again, I'm not talking about only somebody who's only got a low madrig in it and a person, we're talking about ideas in the Yadigashmis. You think you're supposed to be rich, you're supposed to be successful. I'm not only talking about that, I'm talking about even in Yonam Ruchnim. Even in Yonam Ruchnim, we have a certain idea of what we think we need, and we think, it's supposed to have, supposed to come to us, to be the best ever Hashem. And what happens? What happens in life? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of a sudden you come to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running your life differently than you thought. What do we do? Here comes the suya called Batel Ritzon Yichon Lefnei Ritzonai. This is the Kaddish from the Kasha Shabbat Nidish. To really be Batel Yirotzon Lefnei Ritzonai. Now, before we go weiter, we just have to open it up, how hard this is going to go to do with it. Again, it's mischalik a little bit of tarity, l'sha'ovar, and l'sha'ovar. The God-based sugyas of l'sha'ovar, that means certain sugyas, certain sequences, which are very clear So it's already a done deal. You don't want this type of child. You got this type of child when he was born with a certain defect. He was born, and it's already cleared, and it's already, the doctor's already told you what you have. A person is married to a certain person, he realizes certain things that he never thought about the person, about the spouse. A person's living with a certain person, a person got a certain job, there are many situations, Shava, where there it's totally the sugi is 100%. It's very clear that your idea, your avoida is makabel, batul, the tzoyin, the color of an eretz tzoyin. There's another tzio which is more tricky, which is like common, we're talking about that, also lost it. When a person's right now in the middle of a matzah, which is developing, it's not clear how it's going to end, how severe the child's sickness is. He has someone sick, he's not clear. What's going to be? The marriage is in the middle, people dealing with infertility, the chuli, trying to find the shidduch. There are many examples of right now we're going through. So the beer, I'm just going to mention it, they were here, the Avada is a juggling guest, and this is what the Gemara in Brachas is saying. Over there, Avada, we can't be totally accepting, because, okay, there's an Avoida, many times the Kaddish Baruch Hu wants us to change, wants many, many things of us. What he was, he wants him to sack in a certain midah, a certain ma'isorah that we're doing. Many times he wants us to grow in tefillah. And Avada, we have to do that. But we have to also have a part of us, gave him my mashal before with my friend, that realizes that it could be that that's not the only thing over here. It could be that there's not necessarily one bad thing that Hashem that we did. And it could be that it's not necessarily tefillah. It could be Pashuk was simply spoiled. Yeah. Let's finish straight, I was simply spoiled. It's borrowed to us, on the Hanukkah, that what we think, that we're supposed to have a totally healthy kid, and we're supposed to have a totally easy marriage, and we're supposed to have a totally easy time with Parnasa. Again, I'm talking about the good side of the Shem Shemai. And we're about supposed to have children in an easy way. It could very well be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows better than us. It could very well be that the best thing for us is something that is beyond our logic and beyond our havana. And that is, when it's talking again to us, it's a juggling act, because we have to have both of those chalokim in us. We have to realize that, yes, we have to have a voida. Just like this establish gashmis, establish ruchnis. But after all, establish ruchnis. I don't know if it's only in chronological order. Sometimes it's going, it's lots of vishav, you go back and forth. But there's a chelik that we have to be muchan to realize that it may be that this is the Ratzon Hashem. Batul Ratzon Tov may return. Let's open this sugi a little bit. This sugi we mentioned is the chashash of Nidish. What's so hard? The difficulty of Shtalav HaKadim will be so clear. Hooray, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created every one of us. I have my Havana, I have my way of seeing things, I have my feelings, I have my Matias, my Hagation, my view, my opinion. And Avada, if our opinion, we have opinions about other people, we definitely have opinions about our own life. Everyone has this piece of how his life is supposed to unfold. So again, what happens in the sugya when a Kaddish Baruch Hu? He hands us a different deck of cards. He has us something that we totally, 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 in our world of Anoichim, it's a steer, it's a collision. It's a collision like an 18-wheeler that's colliding with our tefillah and our mitzvah, how we're supposed to analyze this. No, I can't see myself raising this type of child. I can't see myself running every other week to the doctor, to the therapist for this child. I can't. There's no way. That's not me. It clashes and it collides with the whole mitzvah. And the hard part is, again, it's not accepting another person. It's me. Imagine, Marshall, Madhavadayim, a person, if I ever played a role in a play or something like that. Imagine you had to play a role in a script. You, not for somebody else. Right? You don't have to watch a script you didn't like. You had to play a role in the play, in the script, in this thing. Someone else wrote for you. That's totally not your liking. Totally, totally, you totally disagree with it. Now, it's your liking. You hold this mufka. And you have to get up and you have to continue. You have to continue your life accepting Latoyv, accepting Latoyv in a certain way. Again, you know, smile, you're excited about it. You have to be a certain way. Acceptance, come to a certain acceptance inside that this is the right thing for me. This is, I'm going to go with it. How does a person do this? That's the problem. It's not impossible. It's not impossible. Where's the mokum for Ani? Where is he supposed to put his zich in a locker? I mean, how does he go weiter in something that speaks to his whole thesis? So we have to try to be misadir with ourselves. We can't. It's the gila osh over and the gila osh. So then this is today I had a big nakuta. This sugya that we're dealing with, we're calling Kabbalah. Kabbalah is Yisurim. Okay, Yisurim is a strong word sometimes. It's not only by big Yisurim, it's even basic small things. This Yisuga of the King of Kabbalah, the Kabbalah is Yisurim, we are the mokum of this sugya. So the end of Mamish in the first parasha of Krishna. Ahavtei is Hashem alekecha. The Gemara, the Mishnah, in the beginning of the right path of Bochit, it says this to me. Kishay Mishnah, the Chayv, Adam of Vorach ala Toiva, the Chayv of Vorach ala Ro. The Mishnah brings the Mokar, brings along the Arichus, but it brings the Mokar is from the half to Ace, and Shashem, and the Kech, and the Shashem, and the Chol of Vorach, and the Chol of Vorach, and it brings two Pshad, either the Chol of Vorach, and the Chol of Vorach, and the second Pshad is the Chol of Vorach, and the Chol of Vorach, the type of child, this type of job. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a totally different package. And there's a tzivoy of hafta, accept it and even be thankful and appreciative in a certain way, which means realize that this is the best thing for me. This sugya, the mokim is in the midst of Kabbalah's own Malch Shemayim, one Nakuda of Ava. Can you hear it? This is one of the best ways, the big ways that we, Amavati, we can express Mahavta Eis Hashem L'Kecha. How could you show HaKadosh Baruch your love for him in this sugya that we're dealing with? This sugya of being the Kabbal and accepting a battle of the Tzoyuch of Nevi Tzoyin, accepting what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Let's try to explain. The day you say this thing in Ban, we bought many times. In Ban, Neschanan, the Pasuk was talking about the Bechira, that was a Kadosh Baruch Hu who picked Klal Yisrael of all the Am. B'cho b'cho Hashem l'kech l'yoy s'loy l'am t'gula. L'oy mi rubchem choshek b'cho m'chem Hashem. Sh'yatem ma'at mikol Am. Ela b'vu avosu yish'ovo aschem. Ha'shua sh'nishba l'avisecha. The Pasuk is dealing with what is the Siba the Kadosh Baruch Hu chose us as a nation. What made us more Roy? What made us more to be Roy? To be the Shidduch of Kadosh Baruch Hu? Why? What were we zeicher? The Ramban explained. The Pasuk just says he loves. He doesn't say the Siba one. He brought this Ramban many times. The Ramban over there says, "What was the Nakuda?" Talk to Ramban. The concept what he says. He says that's when he saw us that we're most Roy to be in a loving relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted someone who was going to love him back. And we had a certain leader that made us to be the most roy, the most suitable to be in relation to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. What is that? That's the Zotam Ban. Omer Atam, ki me'avet Hashem etchem bocherchem, shero etchem ruyin l'tzayiv l'fono. You roy, like it's suitable. V'nivcharim l'av yoyisim yikol am. Why? Ki'an nivchar l'oyiv. What is the ikar ingredient you need to be an oyiv? Yedea lizbol es oyavoy b'chol habo olav mimenu. Zokter and Ban, the Iker Nekudim relationship we spoke about in the show, Ban is Vadim. The Iker Nekudim relationship is not the talent, it's the ability to accept your partner. It's the ability to be totally accepting a kol abol of imenu. The Ramban means even something that is not literally tzoyincha. It's a peckle, it's a pain in the neck, it's torture for you. And you accept it, you stay stand by side. Yisroel, Meruya, Mekach, Bikol, Ha'am, this leader they show. Especially have this midah. K'may shomer shloisha azim in Yisrael b'umas Yisrael as an azus to stand by Kadosh Baruch Hu all the torture that they go through. K'yam duloy bin Yisyoinos O Yehudi Yisloys. All the Yisyoinos Klal Yisrael at the light, at the suffer through the Duris for being the chosen nation of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why were they annihilated by the Goyim? Why? Because they are Kadosh Baruch Hu's chosen, and they stand loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with pride, ba'ahava. This is an unbelievable acceptance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the Ramban is talking about specifically, Ramban's dogma is Yisurin that Klal Yisrael suffered because They're being loyal to Kadosh Baruch Hu from the guy. But I want to be mitzarif avada asu gizneisha shaychi to this. This needed ability to accept your partner is not only if you suffer because of him, someone tortures you. It's to accept the script that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. The chelek that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechalek. The midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moediv of. When we are willing to be mekabel what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is done. Maybe I'm going to use another nusach now. Take a word Kabbalah, we use them trust. Acceptance means trust. We're going to be able to send a statement of trust to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no greater bitui of Ava than this. Do you know what this midah of, you know what this midah that Ramban is talking about being soiv al HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You know what it's called in Allah Hashem? It's called Nemanis. Avram is called Avram Oyhavi. He was Oyhavi bin Nisyonis, like Ramban is talking about here in Nisyonis. And we say, Matsosoy es levovoy Nemanis vanecha. We're talking about Avram. Chayt about Avram, Matsosoy es levovoy Nemanis vanecha. This is Nemanis. This is trust. A lot of nekudas and what Emunah means. But one of the ideas is that Avraham Avinu, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, after all the Madrigas that he fought against the whole world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him so many times, and he stayed, he was a Maharar Acharov, his love didn't waver to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was totally accepted, he didn't feel for a second that he got a raw deal, he felt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was 100% with him, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He realized, this is L'Tayvata, he had a trust. Again, why does this need trust? Because in my tefisa, this doesn't make no sense. In my tefisa, this is not a good deal. So I have to trust my partner. I have to have nemonis. I have to have tremendous nemonis. This is again, shalom bayis. Again, trust is the greatest show of emes and love, emes and chibur. It's the total extension to the other person's development. In our case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a bitui of Ava. There's an unbelievable bitui of Ava. This is what it means to make Hashem Echad, Yichud Yisbarach. This is part of Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemayim. Hafka Eis Hashem Elokech, Hashem is Echad, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokech, Hashem Echad. Everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do we lemaisa live with the idea of everything of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How do we show it from our side? How do we mekabel that when we're mekayim this idea of having moided life? And here comes this nekuda. If we have this nekuda of realizing that this is Ava, so what we're going to show trust to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So first of all, when we show trust to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're totally accepting him. Mentioned before that the koyches nefesh of a person, when a person stays with his taina, when he's taina on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and b'etzem he feels it's a wrong deal, he stays with the tefisa, which is a natural tefisa. When he stays with that b'etzem, there's a slight unacceptance, a slight ability that b'etzem HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not with me, which is a scar, which is a chasar in the moon, and chadam b'tochen, fear, missing in your God's moon. But when we do this, first of all, we totally accept and we realize we're small-minded. We saw last week, right, since Atal Aretz, you put the Gemara in Brachas HaMachalaf, Atal Aretz, Ulav Shamayim, Akein Yud, Derech Ma'atim, to realize your small mind, to realize the bigger plan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Yochel, Kol Kulei Chesed, Kel Chesed, Kol Ayoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Chesed, we're accepting, so we have trust. Trust means, I trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He loves me. He obviously has me, and that's me, I'm able to be able to go beyond my world. We're going to get to in a second, more, a few minutes, what Nakuda, how we get that meat. But that trust, The first revach we have from that, besides it being a huge madrigan of Hashem, the first revach is that we take a feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu more. Because the only thing needed that we're not accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beth is not with us. We brought last week, the Mon Brocha Sanach Gimel, they call Meshateif HaKadosh Baruch Hu Betzorei Koyif Mumoi Parnosa. And we said, this is the idea, Meshateif means feeling HaKadosh Baruch Hu entirely with you. So besides this, after the Shemaya you get, the feeling of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds your hands is nothing greater than that. The Gevaldik Gevard from Avshach, which also we mentioned many times, a very famous Gevard, in the Agdoma, Tam Yezri, Noshin, it says Pshat, in the Pesukim in the Parshat Vayelech, Pesuk says, at the time, Chor Api Boy, Bayoy Mahu, Now Zafta Nisati Pone Mahim, the time of Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Hester Ponim. Such a matter. In the fond in the Lashon is Rois Rabbis Fatoris, many different bad things Fatoris. A multitude, a large number, Rabbis. The Omar Bayoim Ahu Aloy Al Kiein Aloy Kai Bekirbi, Mitzahuni Aroy Seil. And then he's going to realize that it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not with him. That means he's going to start coming to a Yerushalayim and an Amunah. Mitzahuni Roy Seil. The end of the Pasuk says, is when it says, Aloy Kiein Al Kabekirbi, it changes the Lashon. And now it just says, Haroy Seil. It doesn't say anymore, Roy Seil. It's a regular version. Posach the Roy Rabbis Zitzori. And here it just says that the end of the Pasuk Roy doesn't mention anything about Tzoris. It doesn't mention anything about Rabbis, doesn't mention anything about Tzoris. What's the chiluk between the beginning of the Pasuk and the end of the Pasuk? Let's say the Pshach of the Pshach. Pshach Betim says the difference is Kan Koidim Amuna, Kan Achim Amuna. Kan Koidim Bitochen, Kan Achim Bitochen. Bitochen changed the picture. I'm going to read you his Lashon. Dr. Pshach. V'yesh l'daktik shemaschil b'rois Rabbis v'tzoris m'sayim b'rois l'vat. U'bi'arti. The pshat is a ra is the etzem bad circumstance. Vitzara is what is the bechina of tzara? Miloshin tsar, the loshin of narrowness, feeling narrow, feeling alone. But uncle is mitargim okon. Tsar is the feeling that you feel in the tzara. When you have the bad circumstance and you feel alone, you feel abandoned, and the pain, the emotional pain that you feel, that's the tzara. Haim shemeik la'adam. He's alone. That's the emotional pain. Besides the actual bad thing, what's even worse, it seems to be saying, is the emotional pain that a person feels through this matzav is going through. The tzara, the bechin of tzara, Dr. Pshach, is a total result of his chesaron emunah b'tochen Hashem. Ve'ein Hashem bekir boy, because he doesn't feel the chush that Hashem is with him. Lo'azu oshuk v'rotzutz kol hayomim. He's abandoned, he's robbed, he's scumbled. He's a broken mensch kol hayom. Avol mi she'yiras Hashem noga b'libo boy, u'maymin b'Hashem b'shkachos se'aprot, hatzoros einon tzoros. There's no tzoros. Ve'ein meyek loy, ve'ein ha'neitzu loy. Pshach was a big bal yisroon. Now, it's a big bug, it's saying this. He's saying it from his own experience. It doesn't hurt. David HaMelech HaShon bought this pasuk many times. I'm not going to be afraid of Ra Ki Ato Imodi. When Hashem's with you, Hashem is totally with you, and you feel the Kol Yochel, the native, Atoivu Meitiv, Meitiv Lakol, you feel totally the Toivu Meitiv is with you. The tzoris isn't tzoris. Ain't a meyachlein. Ki b'chol yimotzei manuach v'tanchumim. You'll find manuach and tanchumim. The koyve Hashem echlifu koyach. U'mishum kach, now back to the pshat ha'pasuk. Achrei shebolay akor aloymer, al ki ein aloy kai bekir bi botlo memeyla ha'tzoris. Ra ka roi tzein roi, al kein omer metzuni aroi tzein. Loi rudik ha'pshat. So the pshat, that's the difference. At the end of the pasuk, tak the tzoris disappeared. The roi is just roi. The roi is just roi. It's very hard for a person with tefisa to see the good. That's why we say Baruch Dynamis. We can't say Baruch HaToyv HaMeitiv. But we could feel that we're in the hand. We could feel the trust. We could feel we're in the hand of someone who's told someone something. But there's Baruch who's totally, totally taking control. We feel the security and we feel the comfort of having HaKadosh Baruch Hu with it. We're not abandoned and you're in a totally different place. That's being Meshat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's totally the Dakeinu we're talking about tonight. That's totally, totally of this thing. Someone who's davening from here until tomorrow, davening until he reaches Meron, he goes, he doesn't necessarily have the sekuda, that's what I'm saying. He definitely realizes by some klali that it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he definitely realizes Hashem wants him something, but he's not living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't hold that every last ounce of tsar, every last doctor report, every last knetch and kvetch, every last bit of embarrassment, he doesn't realize Hashem is dear without moving his hand. He doesn't feel like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't have the Tomentia im Hashem Melekecha. He doesn't have the Kabbalah B'Tmimus. It's the Kabbalah B'Tmimus. It's the sugya that we're talking about tonight, the acceptance, the trust of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that totally embraces a Kadosh Baruch Hu and makes it that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Ki Ato Imodi. Without this, you're missing the Ki Ato Imodi. the doik heyde, the tavin heyde, the boinim, this is mamish, kuda muka, this is what it's tali. This bechina is so much one missing. And this is so much tali, how people go duch tzaras, how people go duch complicated and difficult challenges. And now we're going to theorize. So we had a question. We had a question. That in the Kodichas HaNefesh, where does that knee go? Where does that knee go in all the sugi? In this sugi that we're talking about. Bato Ritzoynichem Evnei Ritzoyna. Trusting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Showing him the mon as being Tzoyvel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where does that knee go? So the answer is, based on what we saw, that we saw this is one of the greatest ways to express our Ahava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's in the Parsha Ahavta. Ramban says this is one of the basic attributes of an oyhev nemon. When we understand this, so there's a beautiful nekuda. Kabbalah's yisurin is not just stamina. It's not just showing how much we can endure. It's actually we're giving something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu unwanted from Klal Yisrael was an avashaft, is what he wants. He wants a chibur. He wants a chibur. He wants combined panim and panim. Can they vodam? It's like a little bit of Kadosh Baruch Hu. One day in the morning, Baruch says, in the morning, Baruch says, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants an oyev. So when in a man or any person, in a matzav, he gets dealt ordeal, what do you think? And he trusts HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he goes weiter, and he's moidil HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which means, kefir cholter, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going for it. This is your plan. This is your thing. I'm accepting it totally. I feel you totally with me. He just gave HaKadosh Baruch Hu the biggest kiss that's possible. And here's where it comes on me. You're not just smothering yourself. You're taking your whole ani and you're giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu a kiss. I mean, in a relationship, isn't that one of the greatest things you can give your wife? Just being with her totally. After all the talents we spoke about, that all the talents you have and all the attributes you have and all the services you have, that's not what she wants. She wants you and she wants after you. Any yid who's in a particular tzara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose that tzara for you, he wants a kiss from you in this situation. And this kiss, and this expression, statement of trust, you're giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu yourself. And this is where you could feel this is a positive avodah going on here. When a person is born in this nekuda, this is very chashuv in the case of the nefesh. If he feels smothered, he's not going to be able to do it. You can't, you have your knee. You have to realize that you're giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the only kapshat. In the Gemara, we started off last week with which was asking, what's Pshat in the Mishnah? And it says, Roshan Kishem Shem Chayim Levorech Alatoy Chayim Levorech Alatoy. The Gemara asks, you make a different bracha, you don't make the same bracha. The Gemara says, Gbulei B'simcha. It's not coming from Nusach HaBracha, it's coming from Gbulei B'simcha, it's coming the attitude, how you make the bracha. What's your emotion? Where's your heart? And we ask, Soif Soif, the Roshan of the Mishnah is, you're giving a bracha, Kishem Levorech Chayim, the bracha. The answer is, this is the bracha. This is the bracha. Bracha ke yadua. Kadosh Baruch Hu kiyo. Kav Yochum gets from a bracha. And when bracha says that the world runs based on our bracha. When you don't give bracha, the Kadosh Baruch Hu stops giving to the world. That's the flux of the world. The chef of the world. Bracha is giving to Kadosh Baruch Hu. In the Vayah Depim Koyimah. This statement of Nemonis. This Vahav Te'es Asha Shem Elikecha B'chol Levav B'chol Mash B'chol Me'idecha. B'chol Me'idu Me'idu Shemoyim Havi Mo'idu Lo. This is a tremendous giving of who you are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You gave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that no one else could give him. You gave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gave him a peck of a bracha, you gave him a neshika, the sweetest neshika that's possible. This is Hashlom Etim Tzidhi Vitzotion with this Ken Nocham of Sai Mishover Sai Lohati. Mishover, to make peace, to come to a level of trust with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of many different things that we're not worked out with. So we think that we got gypped. We got gypped in life. We got gypped. Not fear. Got dealt the wrong hand. The raw deal. To go over and come to terms with it. To trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To come to full acceptance. And you yourself know what it means for acceptance. To come to full acceptance. And came with Sha'asid. Sha'asid Avada, we also have to have tefillah. Because we never know what to say. It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we Avada have to have the ability. I wish I was a child. This big studio. I tell you something. said, Atel doesn't mean you're just stuffing it into a lock. Atel means originally being making room for the Ratzon of Hashem, even though you're never going to totally have a full season of honoring it. And that itself is expression of trust. That's what trust is. It's doing that all the time. Nemonis, emunah, betochen, it's without emunah, elchanami. You're never going to be able to have emunah on it, but you're able to access the clear sense of that, which means I trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's much greater than us. He knows better than us. He knows what's better for us. And more applied to my personal situation. This is the biggest blessing for ourselves. We feel the Ki'atoy money. We're able to feel what Rav Shach said. We'll feel what Rav Shach said. No Mozart. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally with us. And this will get the biggest bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The bracha of the monad of our betochen, our full betochen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the biggest statement of a half day is Hashem Elokecha, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol nagecha. Okay.